Welcome to Investor Talk Radio, hosted by Kurt Davis. During the show, Kurt will share tips and strategies as well as guest interviews on how you can become a successful real estate investor. Kurt Davis was a former chef for 11 years until one day had the opportunity to take a leap of faith, left cooking, and became a full-time real estate investor. Kurt has been building his personal portfolio of rental property and at the same time has helped over 500 investors around the globe purchase cash-flowing rental properties. He is a licensed realtor who has achieved multi-million dollar club status, and he is also very active in the local real estate investment club. And now, here is your host, Kurt Davis.
Welcome to another edition of Investor Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kurt Davis, and I am joined today with Craig Jennings, owner and founder of By Memphis Now, and my partner. How you doing today?
Hey, Kurt. Glad to be here.
Listen, we've got a lot to talk about. First and foremost, though, how's your day been going so far?
It's been going pretty good. Just doing the usual real estate things, following up on contractors, looking for deals, submitting offers, and doing the things we do every day.
So basically, busy in the life of a full-time turnkey provider.
That's right.
Okay, great. Listen, I wanted to have you join me on this podcast today because the topic of conversation today is, or better put, if I were to title this podcast, I don't exactly know how I'm going to do it yet, it's going to be something along the lines of how to select a turnkey provider and what city should I buy in. And the reason why I feel that this is kind of an important topic to talk about is I see this as a question being asked a lot all over the internet. And obviously with the popularity of real estate investing in today's age, it's really a good question to ask because there's a lot of investors out there who are getting started who don't really know where to start. They don't have any friends, family, or colleagues that are investing, so they're turning to social media online, and they're seeking out these questions. So what I thought I would do, Craig, is I've got kind of a breakdown of how I see something like this playing out for somebody. So, I'm going to kind of get your opinion as we go along, all right?
Sure.
One of the things that I think is probably critical for an investor to do is to identify your real estate goals. What's your criteria? How much available funds do you have for investing? What kind of monthly cash flow? What type of return on investment you're looking for? And if an investor is too new to even really know what a lot of that means, you're going to have to do a little bit of homework. But I mean, how important would you say that is to really kind of understand where you're at first, Craig?
Talking about as far as setting goals?
Absolutely.
Well, it's very important. If you don't, have a plan in place, it's something to execute, and you don't have any direction. My goals, I try to set them, periodically throughout the year. And my goals right now have changed over the years from having kids and everything else. I bought my first rental home in 1999, and at the time I was trying to acquire as many homes as I could for a cash flow based on 30-year mortgages and having cash flow. And since then, my goals have changed somewhat. I'm still continuing to buy and hold income producing real estate, but probably the biggest change is not going for the cash flow right now. What I go for now is trying to get paid for real estate. And by that, I mean putting stuff on 10 and 15-year mortgages. 10 doesn't always work, but if I can do a 15-year mortgage, that's what I do. I've learned, I've had some homes that I've owned for almost 15 years that have been on 30-year mortgages, and I've owned some homes that I've owned for almost 15 years that were on the 15-year mortgages. And I'll tell you, I sure am a lot happier with the ones I put on the shorter mortgage amortization schedule. And I've learned 30 years is too long of a time horizon.
And all your properties and all your holdings are currently in either the Memphis metro area or in Oxford where you live, correct?
Right. North Mississippi and Memphis is where all my holdings are right now. And it's, for the most part, it's all single family residential except for some apartments I own that are in a college town down in Oxford, Mississippi.
Excellent. after, you know, after new investors are able to identify, you know, kind of the cash flow they're looking for, how much available funds they have, I really think it's important to then start identifying what specific markets offer that type of investment that they're looking for. If someone's looking for a specific return, cash flow, things like that, you know, it's very easily able to find out what cities, what markets are offering that. And it's kind of interesting, Craig, because, you know, I am on social media a lot, and I see this exact type of question answered all the time, and it's usually a lot of turnkey providers for those specific cities jump on there, and they kind of always make their pitch on why their market is best. And it's just kind of interesting because I almost already know who specifically will reply when I see these. But identifying the specific market that is going to meet your investing needs. Now, obviously, Craig, you are buying in the Memphis metro area, North Mississippi. Obviously, being local, there's a little bit of a, you know, you're local, so you feel comfortable here. But if you could find an investment that worked for you outside of this area, how comfortable would you feel to invest outside of the area? Maybe not, maybe say a minimum of 4 to 5 hours away.
I'd be comfortable doing it if I found the right people to manage and work with me on the property. The one thing I've learned is, in real estate, you can pay a little too much for the deal, meaning the house, and have really good management, and it can still be profitable. Or you can get a screaming deal on a house and have bad management in place, and you'll lose money no matter how good of a deal you get. So I would be more interested in the team I'm working with. Then I would be interested in the deal that I'm buying. And I would even say that'd be true. I'd be more interested in the team I'm working with, more importantly than even the city I'm buying in. It's the most important thing of who is watching over your investment and working with you and doing the renovations and everything.
I totally agree. And we're actually going to touch on that a little bit more here. Once you have identified specific cities, you know, because like I say, a lot of investors, the new investor out there is going to it's a good possibility that a new investor is going to identify a handful of markets that kind of meet their investing criteria. You know, say that number is 4 or 5 cities they've identified across the U.S. Now what I think an investor should maybe really take a look at it is of these handful of cities that they've identified, do they feel comfortable in those specific markets? You know, and I just kind of wrote down some notes like what are some of the driving economic factors? You know, what types of jobs, employment, what's the growth rate of those cities? I mean, even things like crime statistics. You know, does an investor feel comfortable with the knowledge that they can learn about a specific market? What do you think about that, Craig? I mean, if you found a city and even potentially the team to work with long distance, that's all fine. But what if you don't feel comfortable with city statistics?
If I felt severely uncomfortable with them, I would probably stay away from it. For instance, if I found just a, you know, great team, and I hate to call out any city, but like a Detroit, it's got some pretty bad, you know, things going on as far as population, you know, the decline in population. There's probably too many homes. The crime's really bad. There's not, you know, a lot of job growth. There has been a little resurgence in the automotive. But I don't think I would buy in a city like a Detroit, no matter who was renovating it, and really no matter what I got the price for. I just don't think – I think long-term, you got to be able to have a city that you think is viable long-term. And, you know, there's several cities that I see my competition, you know, around the country. A lot, they get a lot of new investors because they sell nothing but the numbers. And if numbers were all that mattered, by numbers I mean the purchase price to what you can rent the house for, if that's all that really mattered and things really worked like they do on paper, then nobody would be able to compete with Detroit. It would be the best investment you could do, probably better than any investment you could have out there. Because, I mean, we're seeing people selling homes for $40,000 and $50,000, saying these homes rent for $900,000, just if I thought I could get that, I would quit buying here in Memphis and just start buying all Detroit.
You and I both. I totally agree, and that's something that I see a lot too. One of the – and actually this is kind of like number four on my list is once you get to this step, it's really – identifying turnkey property providers now that are going to meet your criteria in these select markets. You really need to do your due diligence on it. And obviously, you know, one of the areas that people are going to do their due diligence is online. One thing that new investors really kind of need to understand too is that aside from just your regular turnkey provider out there, there's also affiliate marketing companies out there that, you know, you might go to their website and you see that they're selling in 10 different markets and things like that. You know, there's a difference between an affiliate marketing company and, you know, a turnkey provider. And, you know, those companies definitely have their benefits as well. So you just need to do your homework on them just like you would a turnkey provider. But it's really important to identify a lot of these other factors first before you identify the specific turnkey provider. Things that I think are important when you start considering and evaluating these companies are, and you know, I'd like your thoughts on some of these, Craig. Do they have an actual office building, and could you go to their office in person? How important would that be to you?
It'd be extremely important. And, you know, here in Memphis, you know, I know everybody's working from home and, you know, cyber commuting and doing everything else. But, you know, some of the things I'll look for is how long they've been in business. They need to have someone in our industry, if they don't at the very least have a physical office where contractors come in to get paid, where tenants can come in and express any concerns they have or to pay rent. You know, you just really need to have that. It's the office itself is not what's important. In today's age, anybody can make a really nice-looking website and really, you know, through SEO can really get high up there. And it's hard to tell the real companies from the fake ones. Our company is probably, you know, may not have the best website. I know there's some guys that don't even have any sort of office, and they just have killer websites. And, you know, they look like they're a Fortune 500 financial entity, and you know, and we just kind of laugh at it. We look at it. This guy's operating out of his apartment, but he's you know,
he looks great.
He looks great on the internet. So that, you know, it is an important thing, and mainly because it just shows, you know, they've been in business for a long time. And if you have a real office, it just shows that they're not going to be here, you know, here one day and then gone the next.
Well, and along with, you know, should they actually have an office building, you know, do they even live in this city that they're selling? I know that there's people out there, and you know, this is just my personal opinion. It's something to me that's important, but if I'm going to be buying turnkey property here in Memphis, I would expect that turnkey provider lives in that city.
I would too.
To me, that's important.
Because bottom line is, the person that's selling you the property needs to have physically been there and be able to personally vouch for the property, because you're investing your hard-earned money in it. So if the person has not physically been there and he's trying to sell you a property, then he's relying on somebody else's information that's telling him something, and he doesn't know if it's valid or truthful, or he probably doesn't even know the areas that are good to invest in. So we see that all the time. People living in other cities, you know, selling an area that they really know nothing about. They're just taking somebody's word for it, and it ends in disaster a lot of times.
How important is it to you when considering, you know, a turnkey provider, for that actual turnkey provider to be an actual investor themselves, actually own property in their city, basically practicing what they preach?
I'd say it's an absolute, and that'd be one of the questions I'd ask them. Where do you personally invest, and how many properties do you have? Most people, if they are investors, they're proud to tell you. I know when people ask me about my real estate, I love talking about it. So, you know, I love real estate, and I know many of the guys that are selling these properties, you know, a lot of times they don't have the funds to actually buy real estate themselves. They're locking properties up, selling them as renovated, and you know, if someone doesn't have enough money to actually go out and purchase the property, how much confidence do you have that they really had the money to do a proper renovation on it?
Well, and aside from that, what type of service do you expect to get long term?
Exactly. I mean, let me go into that, because, you know, quite honestly, we've had properties we've bought and we've sold, and then 2 months down, or, you know, 2 months down the road, a pipe burst, something that we didn't know was going to happen. You know, we renovated the house fully from top to bottom, but if something goes wrong on one of our, you know, how unforeseen at something that happens on a property, 9 times out of 10, we're going to go there and we're going to fix it, and we're not going to charge the owner, because it should have been done in the beginning, and it wasn't done because we're trying to hide it. It was just something that wasn't caught. But that's the type of thing you will not get from one of these fly-by-night operating out of his house. You're pretty much going to be on your own after you buy that property. And if there's a big mistake that they should have caught, then you're going to need somebody that has a long-standing relationship that will go back and stand by what they've done and stand by their work and you know, make things right.
Absolutely. Another key point here for a turnkey company is do they have in-house property management? Now, I know that our company doesn't, for say, have what you would truly consider in-house property management. We have more of a unique relationship, but we still have a vested interest in our clients and with control between our clients and management. So from that aspect, it's very important. But, you know, there's some providers out there that do have in-house and some that do not. I think probably what's most important is that whoever that management company is very reputable. And I think that with our unique situation, we probably have one of the most reputable management companies in our area.
Yeah, well, we've partnered up with Premier Property Management. They do a great job. They're managing all of our clients' properties. And we are there every week. We maintain a relationship with every property we sell. We know, you know, if there's any maintenance calls, we're personally handling them and sending our guys. If there's somebody late behind on their lease, we know about it, and we talk with our investor and we get the situations handled. So we have an ongoing relationship with every property we sell, and I would say that's almost the definition of turnkey. You want somebody that's not going to be there just to sell you a property. If you want that, just get a realtor and they'll sell you a property. What you're buying and what you're paying a little extra for is for the service. And if you're getting somebody that is not going to remain with you throughout your investment, then you might as well just get a realtor. You're paying for the service and having somebody there that's going to, you know, be with you as you own this property that's, you know, been in the business for, you know, at least over 10 years and is going to continue to be in the business for the next 20, 30 years.
I couldn't agree more. How important is it as far as you know, the reputation of the company, and or have they been in business long enough to have a reputation? It's kind of interesting. You know, we have new clients that we'll work with quite regularly, and at times they'll ask for you know, I'd like to get a testimonial. Can I get some testimonials? And that's completely fine. You know, we will be more than happy to give testimonials. But the thing that people need to understand about, you know, kind of the whole testimonial thing is it, and I'm sure that they know this too, is that no company is going to give you a current or past client who's unhappy. We're going to give you the testimonial of the happy client who has had a great experience. And, you know, that's how every company is going to approach it. And though it's good, you know, you should reach out to those people. You know, it's important to talk to other people, find out from other people, other providers, what type of experience you're having. And I'll be honest with you, Craig, I've had times when I'll be talking to new investors on the phone for the first time, and they've done their homework. They've talked to two or three other companies in town before they've even talked to us, and they'll ask me my opinion on those providers, and I'll give them a honest opinion on what I think on some of them. And I'm not afraid to admit if I think that another turnkey provider, you know, in essence, maybe does a little bit better of a job in certain areas than we do. So
sure. You know, one thing that's really been good in our industry here in Memphis is that the guys that used to be my biggest competition have become some of my, you know, biggest friends and colleagues in the business. And just like you, Kurt, when somebody calls me and they ask for a reference, even though I know that it could cost me business, if I know they're about to do business with somebody good, I'll tell them, you know, he's a straight-up individual. They got a good company, good management. They do good renovations. there's probably about three or four providers in Memphis that I can say that about. But there's probably about 20 providers here in Memphis that I'll shoot you just as straight on and say, these guys are doing nothing but finding cheap properties in bad neighborhoods, and that's what they're selling. They're selling price, because we get beat out sometimes by the person that's looking just at price. Our company is not going to be the most expensive in town, but we're definitely not the cheapest in town, and we don't have any desire to be in that market. But it's one of the things that frustrates us the most is it's not when we lose a client to somebody of, you know, one of the four or five guys I've said in town that are legitimate businesses. What we hate is getting beat out by the guy that's selling a $40,000 property and then telling a client it's going to rent for $850.
And then it rents out for $650.
It rents for $650, and then second month, AC unit stolen. Then it goes vacant and this and that. And it's put a bad taste in the mouth. And that investor will not only talk bad about that person, they'll talk bad about our city and the industry that I'm in. And it does damage to our industry. And so that's why I'm so quick to – I'm not one that likes to necessarily talk bad about people, but if I know they're about to do business with somebody bad, I will tell them. And I think I have a good enough relationship with my – you know, the four or five companies I know that are legitimate. I would believe if you ask them about a reference on me, they'd probably tell you the same thing that I'm going to tell you about them. They're a straight-up company and has a good product.
Absolutely. And kind of one of the last bullet points I have here when kind of evaluating the turnkey company itself is it, you know, and it's kind of interesting in our business here, Craig, because we deal almost 100% with out-of-state and out-of-country investors, and I'd probably say almost less than 1 out of 10 come here first before they actually buy. And I guess, you know, to flip that around, what I'm saying is that most of our clients will purchase and then maybe come here. So, and in saying that, you know, if you're an investor and you're new out there and you have the means and the financial ability to actually go to the city and meet with several of the providers in there, definitely go do that first before you invest the money. But if you don't, it's not a bad thing. You just have to probably do a little bit extra homework.
Right. And the easiest homework to do is getting a property inspector is one, and another one's an appraiser. That's two of the easiest ways you can do your homework. I know if I was buying in another city, I'd go there. I mean, you can get plane tickets are fairly cheap nowadays. I would usually go there. Unless I was, you know, we've had some clients we've gotten such a good track record with and have bought so many homes over the years that they just trust our judgment.
Now, I'm going to hate to admit this, Craig, but I own two houses here in Memphis that I've never been to. And I'm almost to a point where I refuse to go to them because I've owned them for 2 years and I've never gone there. Even with all the renovations and the vandalism that I've had on some of these, I'm not going to go there. It's almost kind of to prove a point now.
Are they good? Are they good
they're,
rentals?
They're great. I had in the process, tenants moved out, new tenants are moving in. I did have a slight break-in, but you know, it doesn't matter what part of the city is. Empty, vacant houses are...
I'll tell you, the best rental properties to have are the ones that you forget you own.
Yeah.
Those are the best. I mean, I have several properties that, you know, when I look up, I'm like, I forgot I own that house. And those are the best ones because, you know, you're not getting a bunch of calls. You got a tenant that's just, you know, been there 4 years, paying their rent every month. Those are the great ones, the ones you forget about. So, yeah, I don't have any rentals I own now long-term that I've never been to. But I do have some rentals in some really nice areas that I probably have not been to or been around them or even by them in 3 years. And those are my best ones. That's what you want.
Sure. Any final thoughts, Craig, for would-be new investors out there who are looking to work with turnkey providers and they're not sure which city to consider?
Well, yeah. What I would say is, number one, don't get enamored by the numbers. By that, I mean don't look strictly at a sales price to rent ratio, although that is important. And that's one of the things that makes Memphis really good. You got to look at the key indicators, you know, the city, the jobs, you know, what types of jobs they are. You know, Memphis is not the Silicon Valley, but it's also not a Detroit either. It's our industry here is transportation, distribution, FedEx, they're our biggest employer. it's somewhat of a blue-collar city, and it's slow and steady, and that's fine, and that's good. It's solid and slow. So you look at the indicators of the city. You can even look at things that you may not think of, like weather. You know, you don't think much of that, but weather can do a lot with ongoing maintenance, and that's why a lot of real estate's being bought in the South.
Yeah,
is because our temperature's pretty normal. You know, we don't have the heavy winters with a lot of snow or flooding or anything else.
I know this sounds crazy because I'm originally from the Midwest where, you know, everybody has basements and things like that. But
right.
I actually couldn't imagine owning rental property where I've got basements or split level type homes where the lower. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even want to deal with any of that.
Yeah, leaky basement's a big problem. I mean, and that's so common. And, you know, even in cities like Dallas, which Dallas has incredible fundamentals as far as a city. It's a dynamic city. You know, the price points are a lot higher than here in Memphis, but the city growth can't be denied. It's a, you know, one of the most booming cities in this country. But just things like they have what's called they have this clay in there on these houses. And what I've learned is a lot of these homes have foundation problems. It's very prevalent there, all the way to the extent where I've learned recently they have to water the house, the base of the house. They set all these little drip hoses around the base of the hose, and when it gets really hot, they have to cut it on and drip water.
Never heard of that.
To keep the clay underneath it from getting dried out and cracking, and it cracks foundation. So, you know, little things like that you just learn. You know, we're pretty lucky in Memphis. We don't have any major things that weather patterns besides occasional tornado that can be an affecting factor. So you look at that, and you look at the city. You look at everything else, but more importantly, look at the team.
Give me a plug for the company. Why would somebody consider buying Memphis Now?
Well, we've been doing business since about, formally as a company, since 2000. We've worked with a lot of investors, and we've made a lot of mistakes. I'll say that in the early ages. We know the areas in town to invest in, and I see a lot of new investors, new quote-unquote wholesalers come in town, and they'll put people in areas where they just don't know all the neighborhoods. I feel like I can have somebody name any street in town, and I can tell them if that street is good or bad, if it's a neighborhood of almost all rentals or not. So it's knowledge of the city. It's knowledge of the rental market. It's having the good, solid contractors and having those types of relationships. Our management, we have a great team of, leasing agents that actually go out and show the properties. People, they just don't stick a sign in the yard and have renters coming in and going to show themselves properties. We have a very proactive approach on the management. And so we feel like we have all the pieces in place to be a real value. When they buy something from us, what they're paying for is going to be a very good value for what they're getting and the team that's going to be in place to look over their investment.
What's our company website?
It's www.buymemphisnow.com. So that's buymemphisnow.com. Please go to it. You can look at some of our sample properties, read a little about me, read a little bit about Kurt, and learn more about our team and what we do. You know, we'd always be happy to show you around if you want to drive to Memphis and kick some tires. We're happy to show you around, take you out on Beale Street.
That's the best part.
That's right. We love taking investors out.
Well, Craig, listen, thanks for sitting on this one with me. I've enjoyed having you. Your input is always, always appreciated. It's a wealth of knowledge. So thanks again for sitting on this one with me.
Thanks, Kurt. I enjoyed it.
And that will conclude this episode of Investor Talk Radio. Until next time, I'll catch you later.
This show was produced by Kurt Davis and KurtDavisOnline.com. All rights reserved. To reach Kurt Davis, you can find him on the web at www.KurtDavisOnline.com or email him at Kurt@KurtDavisOnline.com. Everything you heard on this show should not be taken as personal or professional advice. You should conduct your own due diligence. Opinions or comments of our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Kurt Davis or KurtDavisOnline.com.